Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor. Thank you for your ongoing support. Tanner, you're a jerk for always making me laugh.
Yeah, it's my favorite thing to make you break.
As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yes, my name is Carly Henry. I moved to Fort McMurray about 4 years ago.
Okay.
And have fallen in love with the community. Mm-hmm. And so I'm a communications person by day.
Okay.
And then I teach a little bit of yoga in the community, and I also like to perform.
Cool.
Singing and stuff here and there. But I think I've loved Fort McMurray so much, and I've just fallen in love with being here, and it's my favorite place.
Okay, yeah. Nice. That's a really good introduction to who you are. Okay, you like the nice place. Okay, yeah. Now, how did you get involved in Rent and Swamp Rat? What was your part? What did you do? How did you like it?
So I had... It's been a while. It had been a while since I've performed. I've never actually done, like, musical theater before. I had done lots of singing and performed, like, country music as mm-hmm. a child. Did some of that kind of stuff, but hadn't done actual musical theater, but was looking for, like, a way to get more involved in the community and, like, meet more people, that kind of thing. So some friends of mine that I work with actually decided that they were going to audition for Rent, and they were like, hey, we signed up, like, you come, like, it would just be fun.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I guess it doesn't hurt, right? It doesn't hurt to audition. So yeah. I was very nervous, like, prepared the monologue and the song and all the things, and went to audition, and it was such a cool experience. And then I remember being like, oh my god, that was so cool. There's probably no way I'm gonna get a part, but, like, I'm so glad that I was brave enough to, like, go and audition.
Yeah.
And then I got a call.
Yeah.
Saying that I got a part if I wanted it, and obviously jumped at the opportunity. And it was, like, I mean, it was one of the best things that I've ever been a part of. It was, like, my favorite thing of life.
Yeah.
And then got to meet Hannah and got involved with Swamp Rat, and the rest is history.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So when you got the call, did you, like, literally, like, jump up and dance? Or, like, what was your reaction when you got it?
When I got the call, I was really surprised, I think. I was just like, are you sure? Like, Courtney was like, do you want to be Maureen? And I was like, are you sure? She's like, yeah, like, for real? And I was like, then yes. And then it took me a minute. I was standing in my bathroom, and I was like, okay, this is real. Okay, I can do this, you know, and then, like, tried to talk myself up a little bit. It wasn't until, like, later that I think I got, like, really excited and did the, like, full celebration. It was more just like, okay, this is real. Like, we can make this happen, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So often we get busy just in our lives and we forget about the moments that are taking place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I ask, like, what was it? Because when you watch the movies, when you get that call, you, like, while it's happening, it's just like Love Actually, when she's like, yay! And then she comes back and she's like, okay, we're cool. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But, like, in real life, sometimes when you get that win, you're just like, okay, thanks. Like, great. And then it takes a while for you to be like, oh shit, I'm about to do something, like, cool. And, like, oh no, I got to do a bunch of work. Like, when reality hits, like, you're like, oh no, ask this guy about, like, pitching an idea and turning it into work.
Yeah. I did that once.
Yeah.
I didn't do it again.
Facts on facts. So
Yeah. It did take me, like, I think, some time to process, like, what that was actually going to be and what I was getting myself into, and that, like, I would actually have to be really brave and, like, put myself out there, which was one of the biggest gifts that Rent gave me was, I think it, like, really built my self-confidence and gave me a little bit of life and, like, fire back.
Mm-hmm.
But before that process had happened, that really scared me.
Yeah, of course.
It's a big thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And have you always been comfortable having yourself on stage with people, like, watching? Because that's, like, nerve, like, because that's different from public speaking, right?
Yes.
So are you a good public speaker?
I am a good public speaker for the most part. Yep. I enjoy it and typically have a really good time when I'm, like, up on the stage.
Yeah.
I started performing when I was, like, six. I started in, like, kids choirs, and then I did piano stuff, and then I did, like, country music things, and I always enjoyed being, like, center of attention.
That's nothing wrong. Hey, listen, see all the cameras?
Yeah.
I don't mind.
We like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's funny because I used to feel, like, really self-conscious telling people that, like, yeah, I actually like performing and, like, being, like, having all eyes on me, but, like, no, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay that I like to perform, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
It's not everybody's thing. Yeah. I just went to my kids' play today. I don't even know what it's called because I don't speak French. Mm. So he speaks, like, he goes to French immersion, right? Yeah. So I just sit there, like.
And the play was in French.
Oh, the whole play was in French.
And you didn't understand a word.
Not a single word. But I can tell you what happened, but I'm not going to on show. You guys don't want to watch it.
You got to see it for yourself.
You got to see it for yourself. That's right. But, like, so I was watching this play of them perform, right? And so he's only 9. And so they performed it 3 different times. So you had 3 groups perform the same play. That's why I can tell you what happened. I had to watch it 3 times. It was like awesome. But like, I know all of his little friends in the school, right? And so one of the kids, we won't say their name, is deadly shy. And so for her to get up and do this, you're just like, but you are the best. You're a rock
so
star.
Brave.
And then you see her after her part and she goes, sits down. She's like, she's trying to hide, but in with everybody watching. Mm-hmm. And like afterwards, I'm like, you killed it. You were the best. Like, you are awesome. But like, it's one of those things. It's not everybody's talent to be up on stage and comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just not. And it's cool if you can be like, yo, I like it and I think I'm pretty good at it. So come check me out sometimes.
Yeah.
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 Neat. And so what do you think this is going to kind of roll into for you?
That's a great question. I don't know. And I don't know if I have any expectations on what it will. I think it's just, I like being involved with Swamp Rat. I like performing here and there and just letting that like supplement my life and like bring me joy, you know, but without any like specific expectations.
Yeah. I like to do random stuff all the time just because it like makes me feel good to do random stuff.
Yeah. And it brings some excitement and some joy. And I like projects, you know, so I like with Rent or something like that, being able to like work through a project but then have like a final product at the end and then letting it be finished.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now I know you said it in the introduction, but I totally forget. I'm a space cadet. What do you do for real life?
For real life.
Yeah.
What's your day job?
Yeah. Sure, you can say that if you want. It's because your real life, like, yeah. Okay, what's your day job?
Yeah. Yeah. My day job, I do internal communications and culture at the RRC, so like Regional Recreation Corporation of Wood Buffalo.
Oh,
so I work out of Mac Island.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. I think this is fascinating, but I know because you work at the municipality, we might not be able to, like, you know. So we'll get off that topic.
Yeah.
You said you did something else though in your
and
intro.
And I teach yoga.
That's what I remembered. Yeah. There was like, she said something I wanted to
That's
go back
what
to.
You remembered the one you couldn't think of?
Yeah. Well, like there was, it was like, you know, when you have like a nugget of a memory
it's there.
And
it's
you're
there.
Just like, come on. Yeah. There. What do you mean you do yoga part-time in a studio? How do you do that?
Yeah. So I teach 2 yoga classes a week right now at the district.
That's
the
new one.
The new studio.
Where's
downtown.
That?
It's like across from the alley.
Oh, it's where, is it where... Excel
yeah,
yogi suite?
Yeah, it's like in that space.
Cool.
So I've just been teaching a couple classes a week and I do it kind of like on the side, and it's a
nice.
Yeah.
What kind of yoga is it?
They do like a ton of different classes, but I teach like a restorative class on Sundays, which is like adult nap time.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's the best.
Yeah.
It's like adult nap time club.
Nice.
The greatest thing that you could have.
Yeah.
And then on Thursdays, I teach like a hat, like flow and stretch kind
okay.
of situation. Yeah.
Yeah. I go to yoga. This is, I'm not embarrassed. I'll say it on the show. I go to yoga like 2 times a month with my mom. And my mom is like 70.
Amazing.
And she's, but my mom climbs mountains, like for real climbs mountains.
Yeah,
like
I don't care who you are, this lady can outdo you.
Yeah. Pam Pierre, she is like a goat. And like,
doesn't she walk like 10 miles a day or something like that?
Not walk, runs. My mom runs a minimum of 1 marathon a year. Like, you don't meet Pamela Pierre on the pickleball court because she'll destroy you. Like, it's to the point I have a back problem right now. Like, it's a little sore. So I'm like, I haven't played her because I'm like, I can't lose to my mom.
Yeah.
But like, that's how serious my mom is. That like, she's 70 and I'm like, I got to be in good shape to take her on.
And the trash talk just cuts deep.
She's the best trash talker.
Under right? 70? Heck yeah.
But I go to this like yoga with her at the Y on Fridays.
Yeah.
And it's like me and like 5 to 6 other 7-year-olds. Mm-hmm. And it's like you said, adult nap time. But like, some of the stretches they put you in that you have to hold for the whole thing are intense.
Yeah. Honestly, sometimes the ones that you're like staying in a pose for a long period of time, like people are like, oh, that looks so easy. No, that's the hard stuff.
That's the hard stuff.
You can flow and you can move quick and all the things, but it's like when you have to be in a pose and you have to stay there and you have to also be with your thoughts.
Yeah.
That's not always easy.
No, it's not. Yeah. And on that note, Tanner tapped his watch. So that means we are out of time, unfortunately. But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Ooh, that's a great, I don't even, let me think.
You got all the attention now.
I got all the attention. I mean, like, I love meeting new humans in Fort McMurray. So if you guys want to come to a yoga class or connect with me in some way, I would love to meet any of the humans who want to connect with me. Come to the district, come see a class, follow me on Instagram. I would love to meet all the humans.
There we go. I love it. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you very much for tuning in. I do appreciate it. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Thank you all for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, I'm Carrie Beaton. I make all natural skincare and a variety of herbal remedies. I'm also an artist that works with acrylic on a variety of substrates. To check out all my products and works I have available, you can click on the links below. Thank you so much.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.